The following episode of Venice has themes of sexual abuse and self-harm. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to Venice, a Renanet Shy production. Chapter 6, Duplicity.
You hate me?
I do. I hate you, Jess! I hate how you make me feel! Oh, wow. Why does it feel good saying that? She's my sister. I'm supposed to love her.
Loving her wasn't your truth.
Right.
Congratulations. You've released.
You don't hate me. You're all giving her a standing ovation and now you're hugging? What the fuck are you doing? You're brainwashing my sister, assholes.
You need to leave.
Why? So you can continue your cult initiation? Mel, let's go. We can talk about this.
Interrupted a sacred ceremony. We're not done.
Mel!
You need to show some respect and leave.
Come on. I already called an Uber. They're around the corner.
Donna?
I'm Jessica. Donna called the car.
Got it. I'm Lacey. Was that a party?
More like an indoctrination.
Whenever I pick up from that house, someone's in a costume of some sort. Fur, sequins, feathers. Figure they have some type of theme parties.
No, it's just a cult.
Word? You have friends in it?
My sister.
Oh, no.
Yep.
My uncle was in a cult. He divorced his wife, quit his job, sold all his things, and then moved in with a bunch of people to the mountains. It was some group run by a guy who said he talked to aliens.
Sounds about right.
One day, those aliens told them that the Earth was going to collapse into a black hole spaghetti explosion. So these fools drank a potion that the guy said would take them to another planet, girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I don't know what's happening in that house, but if your sister's involved...
Yeah, I'll try.
Hey, Axel.
I thought you'd need a goodnight cuddle.
Oh.
How you feeling?
Exhausted.
So maybe a goodnight massage instead of a cuddle?
I don't know. I'm just kind of out of it.
I saw you talking to Naif. Interesting guy.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's nice. Dude used to be such an asshole before I coached him. He had bad issues.
Don't we all?
Some more than others.
I'm really tired, Axel. Also, Chloe, and you are... Stop!
She knows I'm here. What, you want me to leave?
Yes.
I thought you were on the path.
I still am.
I believed in you.
Good job, Jessica. That was fantastic. Come talk to me in 10?
Yes, absolutely, Sandy.
Hey, good job. I knew you could pull it off.
Huh. Okay, thanks.
I'm serious. And I'm sorry for the way things went down with us.
Really?
Yeah. We were friends, and I hope we can get that back.
I'm pretty sure your friend, Axel, is running a cult.
What?
My sister reamed me out in front of everyone at Oasis last night. It was not okay, and it was not her. Are they brainwashing people? Did they brainwash you?
Hold up. Sometimes Axel and Chloe's tactics come across as pejorative,
Just say abusive,
okay? Oasis is a transformational training program. It's not easy.
So Chloe and Axel break you down before building you up. Is that the idea?
They inspire breakthroughs and make the lives of people like your sister and me better.
My relationship with Mel is destroyed. She denies it, but I know she moved to LA to be closer to me. She wanted us to be sisters again and to heal all the stuff with our mom and our past. But then Chloe and Axel and Oasis come along and encourage her to publicly admonish me. I did not like or recognize the person I saw last night. I feel like I've lost my sister.
Maybe it's for the best.
Are you kidding? For the best?
Look, I know you're worried, but
it's— Fuck you, Liam.
Mel.
Hey, Blue.
Are you wearing Adventuring, the Stone of Opportunity?
I am. Chloe said I should get this pendant, so I did.
Adventuring's good luck. Really helpful if you're trying to get a promotion.
I really want Lightworker Tribe. I've worked so hard. Oh, I'm nervous.
You'll be fine.
Ladies, goddesses, let's take a moment and just marinate in this beautiful energy of sisterhood. Everyone, stand up. Just move your body. Feel its beautiful, sexy, raw, and juicy feminine essence. Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo! All right. Okay. Today is a very special day. Axel and I have spent the last several weeks getting to know all of you on a very intimate level. And during that, I feel like we've become a soul family, bonded by spirit. Mm. That being said, I would like to welcome, as the newest member of the Oasis Lightworker Tribe, a woman who has been so dedicated to helping me and Axel fulfill our soul purpose here on Earth. Blue?
Yeah?
Welcome to the Oasis family.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, God, Mel. You fucked it up again.
Mel, come inside. Join the group.
You don't want me here.
Of course we do.
But you chose Blue.
She's ready.
And I'm not. I went through all that training, the processes. I packed up my life, moved to LA, and started over because you promised me. You said we were family.
We are. But Axel and I had our concerns.
About what? The thing with my sister? You told me to release.
You want to talk about what you did when you were 14?
What about it?
Part of being a lightworker is unveiling the dark. All of it. You know this.
I didn't think it mattered. It was so long ago.
Oh, you can't even say what it is.
I can.
So?
I can. Try to kill myself.
You didn't think that was important to share with your family?
It was 15 years ago, and it's private.
Your private shame. Yeah. We all have things that are private. The thing with privacy is that more often than not, it's a secret or something quote-unquote bad that we hold close to ourselves because we fear being judged. For the past several weeks, you stood there and held this secret from us while you watched everyone else pour out their own darkness, their own shames, fears, and traumas. We trusted you, and you lied.
It wasn't intentional. I didn't want you to think less of me.
Oh, like your mom and your sister do? I can see where they're coming from. As long as that darkness lives inside you, you will never be light. It's probably best if you find another place to stay while you recalibrate your vibration. You know, this is not the energy we need at Oasis right now. We are leveling up. Maybe your sister's, if she'll have you.
Congrats on finally getting promoted.
Thank you.
And now, we gotta get you laid.
Donna!
What? Celebratory sex is the best sex.
I know.
Look, we're at a happy hour surrounded by thirsty tech bros.
Ew.
Yeah, you're right. No settling. You need to be targeting men of innovation. A CEO.
Hey, Liam's calling me.
Ugh, decline.
Definitely. No, he apologized today. Kinda.
Oh, did he?
Now he's calling again.
Because you got promoted, and now you have money. Girl, he want a sugar mama.
Stop, we make the same salary. All right, look, maybe he's calling about work. Hey. Wait, hold on, Liam, I can't hear you. What's up?
I need you to come to Liberty Hospital. Mel was just admitted.
Wait, what?
She's okay, but...
What happened?
We found her in a pool at Oasis. She nearly drowned.
How? She knows how to swim. Was she pushed?
Just get here. Liberty Hospital, ICU.
ICU? Holy hell.
That's a wrap on season one of Venice. If you enjoyed the show and would like a second season, there are a couple ways you can support us. We'd appreciate a 5-star rating in iTunes, and you can also donate. The link to do so is in the show notes. All donations will cover the cost of production and help us fund a season two. I'm Marissa Bramwell, the creator, writer, director, and producer. I'd like to give special thanks to our incredibly talented team. They include Joel Edinburgh. He was our composer, music supervisor, and audio engineer. He made everything sound amazing. We had our incredible cast. Pia Glenn as Jessica, Satya Vani as Mel, Christian Klein playing Chloe, Mike Seitz as Axel, Dennis Rule as Liam, Hadia Robinson playing Donna, Clay Williams as Nayef, Gabby Gold, who played Blue, Sandy, and the workout video voice, and finally, Pavar Snipe, who played Paloma, the woman who had to go to the bathroom really badly, the news anchor, and Lacey. Thanks again for listening to Venice. We appreciate all of our listeners and the support we've received so far. And until next time. Thank you.